Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Makos, Daf Yadov, the second parak, El Hinagoin. The Zichu Masechus program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one who killed Beshogeg returns home when the Kohen Gadol dies, whether a Meshuch B'Shemen HaMishcha, one anointed with the anointing oil, a Merubah Bagadim, one invested with the Kohen Gadol's increased clothing, which came without anointment, or one who left his role of Kohen Gadol, meaning a temporary replacement. Rav Yehuda says even the death of the Meshuch Mochama, a Kohen Gadol anointed for battle, returns the killer. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohanim Gadoim would provide food and clothing to the exiles, Kadesh or Yispalu Obenem Sheyamusu, so they should not pray that their son should die. This implies that if the exiles would pray for the Kohen Gadol's death, he would die. Although Pasuk says that Kilu as Chinam, an undeserved curse will not come, Rav explained that this is not undeserved, Shayel Henu Levakish Rachim Aldoran Velo Bikshu, because the Kohanim Gadoim should have beseeched the Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy for the generation to prevent such tragedies, and they did not. In another version, the Mishnah says the mothers provide for the exiles, so they should pray their sons should not die, implying that without their prayers, the Kohanim Gadoim would die, and the same explanation is given. Point number two, Rav said, Kilas Chacham Afil Bechinam Hiba. The curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass. This is derived from Achitofel. When David was digging the foundations for the base of Migdash, the waters of the deep began to rise and threatened to flood the world. David asked if he may write a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name on a shard and throw it into the water to stop it, since the name may be erased. No one answered, and he declared, Ko Hayodea Davar Zeh Veino Omro Yechanik Begrono. Whoever knows the answer and does not say it should strangle in his throat. Achitofel made a kal vachomer. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows his name to be erased to make peace between a husband and a wife regarding a sota, certainly may be erased to save the entire world, he told David, who successfully stopped the flood. Still, we find that Achitofel eventually strangled himself. Rabbi Avo said, Kilos chochm afil atanahiba. The curse of a sage even made conditionally will come to pass even without the condition being fulfilled. This is derived from Eli, who cursed Shmuel if he would not reveal his entire prophecy. And although he did, the curse was fulfilled. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishenigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol dies after the killer's verdict was completed, Arze Enagola, he is not exiled at all because the Kohen Gadol's death prevents his exile. If the Kohen Gadol died and another was appointed before his sentencing, his exile would end when the second Kohen Gadol dies. If he was sentenced when there was no Kohen Gadol, or one who mistakenly kills the Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Gadol who kills, in Yos Misham Olam, he does not leave the Ir Miklat ever, since there was no Kohen Gadol at the time. The Mishnah proceeds to teach that a killer cannot leave the Ir Miklat for any reason and is even buried there. Abai explains that a killer avoids galus altogether if the Kohen Gadol dies beforehand, based on a kal vachomer. If one who is already exiled goes out when the Kohen Gadol dies, then certainly his death should prevent him from going at all. The Gemara says perhaps the actual exile is necessary to obtain kapara, and answers, midi galus ka mechapra, is it the exile which atones? Misa Kohen Gadol hud mechapra, it's the Kohen Gadol's death which atones. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, the one who killed Beshogeg returns home when the Kohen Gadol dies, whether Meshuch B'Shemen HaMishcha, one anointed with the anointing oil, a Merubah Bagadim, one invested with the Kohen Gadol's increased clothing without anointment, or one who left the role of Kohen Gadol, meaning a temporary replacement. Rav Yehuda says, even the death of the Meshuch Mochama, a Kohen Gadol anointed for battle, returns the killer. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohanim Gadoim would provide food and clothing to the exiles, Kadesh or Yispalu Obenem Sheyamusu, so they should not pray that their son should die. This implies that if the exiles would pray for the Kohen Gadol's death, he would die. Although Pasuk says that Kilu as Chinam, an undeserved curse will not come, Rav explained that this is not undeserved, Shayel Henu Levakish Rachim Aldoran Velo Bikshu, because the Kohanim Gadoim should have beseeched the Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy for the generation to prevent such tragedies, and they did not. In another version, the Mishnah says the mothers provide for the exiles, so they should pray their sons should not die, implying that without their prayers, the Kohanim Gadoim would die, and the same explanation is given. Point number two, Rav said, Kilas Chacham Afil Bechinam Hiba. The curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass. This is derived from Achitofel. When David was digging the foundations for the base of Migdash, the waters of the deep began to rise and threatened to flood the world. David asked if he may write a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name on a shard and throw it into the water to stop it, since the name may be erased. No one answered, and he declared, Ko Hayodea Davar Zeh Veino Omro Yechanik Begrono. Whoever knows the answer and does not say it should strangle in his throat. Achitofel made a kal vachomer. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows his name to be erased to make peace between a husband and a wife regarding a sota, certainly may be erased to save the entire world, He told David, who successfully stopped the flood. Still, we find that Achitophel eventually strangled himself. Rabbi Avoh said, Kilos chochem afil atanahiba. The curse of a sage even made conditionally will come to pass even without the condition being fulfilled. This is derived from Eli, who cursed Shmuel if he would not reveal his entire prophecy. And although he did, the curse was fulfilled. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishenigmar dino meis kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol dies after the killer's verdict was completed, harzeh eino gola, he is not exiled at all because the kohen gadol's death prevents his exile. If the kohen gadol died and another was appointed before his sentencing, his exile would end when the second kohen gadol dies. If he was sentenced when there was no kohen gadol, or one who mistakenly kills the kohen gadol, or a kohen gadol who kills, inyos misham olam, he does not leave the ir miklat ever, since there was no kohen gadol at the time. The Mishnah proceeds to teach that a killer cannot leave the ir miklat for any reason and is even buried there. Abai explains that a killer avoids galus altogether if the kohen gadol dies beforehand, based on a kavachomer. If one who is already exiled goes out when the kohen gadol dies, then certainly his death should prevent him from going at all. The Gemara says perhaps the actual exile is necessary to obtain kapara, and answers, midi galus kamachapra, is it the exile which atones? Misa kohen gadol hudmachapra, it's the kohen gadol's death which atones. All right, so now we get our siman for Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard siman is stars from the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the chacham whose claw was extremely dangerous, was devastated when her son, the kohen gadol, fell off a ladder and killed someone with shogeg and was sentenced to life in galus. Once again, slow motion. The mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets, star, that must be Ron Duff, Yud Aleph. The mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who killed b'shogeg returns home when the kohen gadol dies, whether a meshuch b'shemen mishcha, a meruba bagadim, or one who left his role of a kohen gadol, meaning a temporary replacement. Review says, even the death of the meshuch mochama, the kohen gadol anointed for battle, returns the killer. Therefore, the mothers of the kohanim gadolim would provide food and clothing to the exiles, so they shouldn't daven that their son should die. In another version, the Mishnah says the mothers provided for the exiles so they should daven their sons should not die, implying that without their prayers, the Kohanim Gadolim would die. So the mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the chacham whose claw was extremely dangerous, which reminds us, Rav said, Kilos chacham afilo bechinam hiba. The curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass. This is derived from Achitofel and the incident when David was digging the foundations of the base of Migdash and the waters from the deep began to rise and threaten the world. So the mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the chacham whose claw was extremely dangerous, was devastated when her son the kohen gadol fell off a ladder and killed some b'shogeg and was sentenced to life in galus, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishenigmar dino meis kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol dies after the killer's verdict was completed, harzeh eino gola, he's not exiled at all because the kohen gadol's death prevents his exile. If the kohen gadol died and another was appointed before sentencing, his exile would end when the second kohen gadol dies. If he was sentenced when there was no kohen gadol, or one who mistakenly kills a kohen gadol, or a kohen gadol who kills inyos misham olam, he doesn't leave the ir miklat ever since there was no kohen gadol at the time. So once again, the mother of the kohen gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the chacham whose claw was extremely dangerous, was devastated when her son the kohen gadol fell off a ladder and killed some b'shogeg and was sentenced to life in galus. All right, so now it's time for four b'rabach hazara. Dav Zayin. So the siman Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that a Sanhedrin which executes once in 7 years is called chavlanis, a destructive court. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says even once in 7 years. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva say that had we been on a Sanhedrin, no person would ever have been executed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel commented that they too would have increased the spillers of blood in Israel since there'd be no fear of punishment. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva would avoid executions by asking the Edim, Re'isim treifa harag, shalim harag. Did you see if he killed a treifa or a whole person? Murder of a treifa, someone who would die within the year, is not punished with death. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a trefa sent an armed guard to Gallus when he fell on someone while climbing down from his post. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Elohana going, these are the ones who are exiled to an ir miklat, a horig nefesh b'shkaga, one who kills a person inadvertently. The Mishnah gives three illustrations. If one was pushing a rower downwards to slant a roof or lowering a barrel on a rope and the item fell and killed someone, or he was ascending a ladder and fell and killed someone, he goes to Gallus. However, if these activities were performed in an upward motion, he's exempt. A bride said, Darshan's, oh, he shlich alav, or he threw something on him, lahavi yarida shehit zorach aliyah, to include one who killed with a downward motion, which is for the purpose of an upward motion. Rabbi Yochanan said that someone ascending a ladder, who stepping on a rung caused it to slip out and kill someone, is exiled for this reason. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a trefa sent an armed guard to Gallus when he found someone while climbing down from his post, along with the gunman whose target practice sent a splinter flying, killing someone, Beshogeg, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Malchokas about the axe head flying off the handle or a chip of wood. Dav Ches. So the Simran Dav Ches is Chala. So here goes. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala. Chala? That must be more Dav Ches. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Abba Shmuel says, Machat Tavas Eitzim Rishus Af Kol Rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur galus. Yatza Av Makas Beno Ba Rabba Rodis Talmido V'Shaliach Beistin. This excludes a father striking his son, a Rebbe disciplining a student, and a Shaliach Beistin administering Malkus, and the victim died. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Gallus, which reminds us, Gemara discusses his son going to Gallus for striking his father. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Gallus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master b'shogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Hakol, everyone is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi. As the Braisa teaches, Eved v'Kusi goel of a loka al day Yisrael, a slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a Yisrael, v'Yisrael goel of a loka al day Kusi v'Eved, and a Yisrael is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusim were legal converts. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The Ger Tosha of serving tea. Tea? That must be on Daf Tes. Teapot. The Ger Tosha of serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gallus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught in the previous Daf that all are exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is exiled for killing them, except for a Ger Tosha, a non-Jew committed to keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. This implies that a Ger Tosha is not exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is not exiled for killing a Ger Tosha, and he's equal to an idolater regarding Gallus. This is contradicted by the Mishnah's next clause that a Ger Toshav is exiled for killing a Ger Toshav. Rav Kahana distinguishes between whom a Ger Toshav kills. If he killed another Ger Toshav, he's exiled, but if he killed a Yisrael, he's not exiled because Gallus is insufficient to achieve atonement for his killing a Yisrael. So the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gallus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, which reminds us, our Bryce implies that a Ger Toshav is killed for mistakenly killing another Ger Toshav, and Rav explains the case is Be'omer mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to kill and intentionally murdered. Such an error is not atoned with exile, so he's executed. Abaya asked, Omer mutter anusu, one who thinks murder is permitted is faultless, since he's unaware of the prohibition and should not be executed. Rabbi responded, Shani Omer, Omer Mutter Karv L'Mezidhu. For I say, on the contrary, thinking murder is permitted is close to sinning intentionally for his negligence in not having learned the prohibition. So, the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop, who did not go to Gallus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, leaving the owner of the rest stop scrambling for a new employee to serve tea to all those on the road to one of the six Ari Miklat, which reminds us that we learned that there are six Ari Miklat, three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Eretz Yarden. The Gemara wonders why Eretz Yarden had the same number of Ari Miklat as Eretz Yisrael when it only comprised 2.5 Shvatim. Abai answered that Rotzchim, murderers, were relatively common in Gilad in Eretz Yarden, so more Ari Miklat were necessary. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Talmud who was heading to Gallus together with his Rebbe was approaching the gates of Yishalayim, where a minion of Yidden that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The Talmud, who is heading to Gaul, is together with his Rebbe, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding one fleeing to the Ari Mikvat, the Chai, and live, teaching, Avi Lemidit to Tehavi Lechiyusa, provide from that will enable him to live. Another Braisa states, Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabu Imo, if a Talmud is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ir Mikvat must provide him with life. So the Talmud, who was heading to Gaulis, together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said that the Pasuk, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates at Yerushalayim, means, mi garm l'raglenu shiyamdu b'malchama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shar Yerushalayim sheyu oskin b'Torah, the gates of Yerushalayim, where they were involved in learning Torah. So the Talmud, who's heading to Gaulis together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby, who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that from the Torah, Nevim and Ksuvim, it can be proven, B'derek Sha'adim Rotze Leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, Ba, Molichin Oso, in that path, they lead him. In the Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, Lotelechimahem, do not go with him to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with him, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Kum lech itam, arise, go with them. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you in an Eved or Kusi are exiled and receive Malkus for what they do to Yisrael and vice versa? That's on Daf Ches. Good number two, which stuff do you when a Talmud is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him? That's on Daf Yud. Good number three, which daf do we have Malkokas about Omer Mutter? That's on daf Tes. Good number four, which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case that the Kohen Gadol dies before or after the killer's Gemar din? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good number five, which daf do we learn that Im Zomim were only killed if their victim was convicted and not if he was executed? That's on daf Hey, good number six. Which of the one that the curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good number seven. Which of the one B'derek Sha'adam Rotze Leilech Ba Molichin Oso? That's on Daf Yud. Good number eight. Which Daf do we learn that one goes to Gaulis for killing B'shogeg, Derek Yerida? That's on Daf Zion. Good number nine. Which daf do you learn the pasuk that teaches that it was the learning of Torah in the gates of Yerushalayim that caused Klal Yisrael to win the war? That's on daf Yud. Good. And number ten. Which daf do you learn the Kohen Gadol's mother would provide food and clothing to those exiled so they shouldn't daven that her son should die? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.